Progress.
Shalom Aleichem. Parshas Lech Lecha, Tavshin Pei Gimel. Mila, why mess with creation? Perek Yudayim Pasuk Aleph, towards the end of our Parsha. Vayi Avram, ben tishim shana v'teish shanim, vayira Hashem el Avram, vayomar elav, ani kel shaka yisalach elfane v'yei samim. Because Baruch Hu tells Avram, he introduces himself with the name Ani Kel Shakai. Yisalach elfame, I walk, stroll before me, v'yei samim, and be perfected, be complete. So we're going to address first the Shem Kel Shakai, and we'll see how that relates to what's being said over here to Avram, why Kodesh Baruch Hu introduces himself as Kel Shakai here, and perhaps a unique relationship also with the mitzvah of Mila, the Shem Kel Shakai. In any event, Rashi says, Ani Kel Shakai, Ani hu sheish dai be'alukusi l'chol birya. My presence is sufficient for every birya. No birya needs more than I. Needs more than their relationship with me. V'yichi yishalach l'fani, therefore walk, stroll before me, ve'eh l'chol l'elokau l'patron. And therefore, yishalach l'fani, walk before me. Walk before me. What does that mean? Walk before me. So the idea is, do my mitzvos. Right? In other words, not just that you should believe in me, but I want you to walk in front of me. I want you to be kaviyochol, an extension of my footsteps in the world. Yisalach lefanai. Walk before me. We'll see the importance of that. Ve'elechol eloka ulepatron, I will be for you elokim and a patron. I will take care of you. V'chein kol makom shu b'mikra pirusho kach. Right? The point that's being made over here. So the Mefarshei Rashi, you talk about it quite a bit. I chose two of the Mefarshei Rashi, the Be'er Basodeh and the Mizrahi. Be'er Basodeh says, Divi Rabbeinu lekuchim mi'breishis Rabba. He says, Rashi, his makor, is in the Breishis Rabba. Ve'zeh lo shalom amar lo HaKadosh Avram. Ad shalom alti bo vayum hugani mizdavgin li. The Medrash Rabba makes the point, and the Be'er Basodeh says that Rashi is being based upon the Medrash Rabba, is that prior to Bris Mila, Avram knew that he had a relationship with the people. He spoke to them. He spoke to them with great ideas. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the great giver, etc., etc., etc. He didn't make himself physically different from them. Not only did not make themselves physically different from them, but if he wanted to convince them to follow in his ways, so that required a commitment in their mind, a commitment in their heart, but didn't necessarily mean severing a part of the flesh. So Avram says, Actual Malti above, I misdavginly. Toma mishemalti boim umizdavginly. Bitmia. They're still going to stick with me. Koma shabrios yafrishumimeni. Yafrishumimeni. They ashtar levadi. It's not just that there won't be any more converts. People are going to separate themselves from me. I'm going to look weird in their eyes. Why am I doing this? I'm self mutilation. What is this? Abel Koshbrocha af im tishar levadcha. Avram. Dayecha shani elokecha. Dayecha shani patrontcha. In other words, the introduction here, this is the first mitzvah. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, it's true, lech lecha, me'artzecha, me'lamdcha, leave, etc., and go towards Eretz Yisrael. But here is a mitzvah, this is the first act, right, of that doesn't fit into the natural beat of the drum of Olam Hazeh. And Avram is concerned, maybe this is going to end all my influence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you don't have to be concerned with that. You do my bidding. I am your patron. I am your lakim. I'll take care of you. I'll take care of you not just in terms of I'll protect you from the enemies. I'll make sure that the goal that you set yourself, the mission that you see, which is to be makariv the world to the true emuna, I'll be successful. You don't have to make cheshbonos. So this is a fundamental, not just for in terms of Avram, this is a fundamental in terms of mitzvahs in general. Don't be concerned that your fulfillment of the mitzvahs is the word is going to create a gap between you and everybody else. Hashem will assure you. Hashem will watch out for you. Hashem will make sure that that which you wish to accomplish will be accomplished. That's the Be'er Basodeh. The Mitzrachi says, Nikel Shaka, and you sheesh li belukus, die belukusi. She ain't sorach lu zulasi. Kikol mash zulasi, hem alulim. The Mizrahi is saying a different point, also a point in general mitzvah. The first point that the Be'er Basada said was that don't worry, your fulfillment of mitzvah is not going to strange you from the rest of the world, which you wish to be makar, you wish to teach them out of Muna. If you're afraid that perhaps this mitzvah, this act over here, is going to cause an estrangement between you, don't worry about it. That's not your cheshbon. Don't worry, I'll take care of you. It'll all be beseder. That's the Be'er Basada's explanation of Rashi. The Mizrahi's explanation of Rashi is, I'm asking you to do this. Hashem, are you missing something? Why are you asking me to do this? Says, Ani kel shaka, ani ushiyesh dai belukusi. I need nothing more than myself. I'm not missing anything if you don't do it. I'm not gaining anything if you do do it. This is for you. Do it. Listen to me. Hey, Samim. Don't ask. Do. Fine. So the way that the Rashi explains it, and the way certainly the Mefarshi Rashi, the Be'er Basada, the Mizrahi explains it, this is a fundamental lesson. This idea of Kilshaka over here is going to teach a fundamental lesson with regard to mitzvahs in general. Don't be afraid of mitzvahs causing you to be estranged from everybody else. And two, don't think that a Kodesh Baruch Hu needs a mitzvah, and without a mitzvah he's lacking. He's not lacking anything. Further, Ramban says, Rabbi Avram, Pirushu b'shem ha-Nagid, he's quoting Ibn Ezra, b'shem ha-Nagid, b'gzeres shodet, that the lashon of Shakai is called minatzech mishodet ma'arochos ha-shamayim, v'zeo nochon, ki umidas ha-gvura, min ha-heges ha-olam, sheyom ruba ha-chachomim, midas ha-din shel mata. In other words, the idea of Kel Shakai is also a lesson in mitzvahs. It's a lesson in mitzvahs that one, she showed data, Kodesh Baruch Hu overcomes the Maracha. In other words, from this point onward, from the world of mitzvahs, once the world of mitzvahs is introduced into it, according to the Bria, there's going to be a constant tension between the natural law and the system of observance of mitzvahs. And the system of observance of mitzvahs reigns supreme. It is showed data, it overcomes. It trumps, sorry, this is not a paid political announcement. It trumps, as it were, the system of the Teva. Because there's nothing in the system of Teva that says if a person is Mekayim in mitzvah, that the rain should come at the right time, etc., 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 says Ramban. So these first three approaches we've seen, both of Rashi, two Perushim Rashi, the Be'er Basada and the Mizrahi, and the Ramban himself, because he quotes the Ibn Ezra, are teaching us something about the relationship, the nature of mitzvos. Don't worry about being estranged from the rest of mankind through the mitzvos. Don't think that Hashem needs something, he's missing something, that's why he's asking to do these mitzvos. And realize that with the introduction of the system of mitzvos, we have now created, as it were, there is now a new system that influences the affairs of Olam Hazeh, of nature. Not just the natural system. The natural system is also Hashem's will. There's nothing which is not Hashem's will. God forbid. There's nothing that is beyond Hashem's will. Elohim, as we know with A, is Hateva. But nonetheless, the system of mitzvos overcomes that. Fine. Further. Amr Rav Yehuda, Gemara, Chagiga, Amr Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. B'shar Shabara Kodesh Baruch Hu, let's go back to the beginning of creation. B'shar Shabara Kodesh Baruch Hu, Esa Olam, Hayamarchi V'holech, Kishtei Pak Yos, Shel Shesi. Right? Like two spools, two spindles on the weaver's loom, right? The Shesi, the long side. At Shegar Ba Kodesh Baruch Hu, the time that Kodesh Baruch Hu was creating the world was expanding like the beams in a weaver's loom. Expanding. At Shegar Ba Kodesh Baruch Hu Ve'amido, until Kodesh Baruch Hu said, stop! Or like we say, die! I'm going to die! Sheber Amod Amodei Shemayim Mefafu V'Yismal Migaraso V'Hainu De Omer Ishlokish Ma'an Yichsiv Ani Kel Shaka Ani Hu Shamati Olom. Die. Enough. Stop. So now this understanding over here that the world is expanding has two directions. Has two directions to it. No pun intended. Right? There are two ways to look at this expansion. The way the Kli Yakar understands the expansion, I'll synopsize, is that the physicality of the world is expanding because Kodesh Baruch Hu said he wants the world to be. world is creating. It's expanding. The physicality is becoming thicker and thicker and thicker and thicker. I don't mean necessarily in physical density, but in terms of it being, as it's seeming to be minutak, God forbid, separated from the Creator. And of course, Book says, stop, no more. Die. Right? No further. I.e. the understanding being that if it were to expand further, the ability to be able to find the thread of Emunah within the Bria would be too difficult. Because the Bria would have expanded so much, it would be too difficult. The Marsha and others, understand the idea of the expansion is that everything is expanding to perfection, i.e. to return to the Creator who made it. In which case, then things will be too clear. As in the way that Kliyaka understands it, things will be too unclear in order to find Hashem within the Bria. Hashem says, die, no more. The way the Marsha and others understand it is that the world will be too clear because it will be reaching almost completion. And that Hashem says also, Kel Shakai. So two different approaches here with regard to understanding what the die is being set on. The expansion of physicality or the expansion to perfection. Sefer Charedim once again also talks about the Shem Shakai, with regard to creation in general. He says, V'rasham ha-melech yizbarach Shakai ba-odam, Shin b'chotem v'dalet, it's a dalet there, v'dalet b'pshitas hazroi maguf yud b'bris kodesh. The Charedim says that the Shem Shakai is imprinted on the person himself, his nose and two eyes, like a shin, right? Like a shin. Central shaft of the nose, right? Going towards the eyes, a shin. His outstretched right arm at a 90-degree angle to his body forms the dalad, and the bris milah is the yud. And then remez la'adam, la'ash yomar dai. There's a remez to the person that he should say to himself in his personal life, his physical life, die. Right? Die. Not too much. He's imprinted. And so this fits something with the Kliyaka's understanding, that the idea of Amar Lomo dai, the name Shakai, Amar Lomo dai, is to limit the physical expansion. So too, the Charedim says, this Shem Shakai is imprinted upon the person himself, the shin, formation through the nose and the eyes, the dalad, the hand, right hand, as it were, at a right angle to the body, the yud, which is the bris milah. And in addition, there is the Shem Shakai also, right, on a person's house, that he shouldn't try to expand too much in terms of gathering for himself more belongings, more assets. Right? So the Shem Shakai that's imprinted upon his goof is don't allow the goof to expand too much eating, too much drinking, too much physical pleasure, etc., etc., etc. Everything should be within right proper boundaries. The acquisition of wealth within proper boundaries, that's why the Shem Shakai appears on the mezuzah. Right? On the outside of the mezuzah that we put on our doors, the Shem Shakai appears. And so too also the Shem Shakai appears on our tefillin. The shin, two shinim actually. On the shel rosh, the dalad, in terms of the knot on the back of the shel rosh, and the yud, right, on the shel yad, shakai, that the world of machshava, right, we should have our machshava take us to places that are beneficial to our spiritual growth, and not take us places where it will only be detrimental to our spiritual growth. The machshava, acquisitions, and the kuf. So that would seem to follow the derech of the Kliyaka. Let's go look at Mila here for a bit. To approach the mitzvah of Mila. So the Mor Nevuchim says that the yisod of bris is to limit, what I wrote here, limiting licentiousness. And there's limiting a person, right, in that area where a person tends to get preoccupied with just the pleasures of this world, temporal pleasures of this world, limiting it, right? To weaken that drive. The Maral in Tiferes Yisrael, he tells the story of Tinius Rufus. Tinius Rufus was the Roman governor. And he challenged Rabbi Akiva. He says, I don't understand you Jews. You don't believe that you're actually a creator is perfect? I don't understand you. After all, he made man, and you go and mutilate him. You perform circumcision upon him. Don't you believe that the creator made the world perfect? Which Rabbi Akiva said to him, he says, listen, I have a question to ask you, Tinius Rufus. Or Tonus Rufus, as referred to in the Talmud. I have a question to ask you. What does man use? Does he use wheat or does he use rolls? He says, what do you mean? He uses rolls, of course. He doesn't eat wheat. He eats rolls. He says, why? Wheat is natural. Elamai. My man, as it were, transforming the wheat, right? By harvesting the wheat, ultimately turning it into flour, with the flour baking bread, baking rolls, he's raised it to a higher level. So to also, says the Malbim, that that's the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, right? He gives us a raw bria. And he says, perfect it. So the idea of mila is to perfect it, to raise it up to a higher level, etc. Just as rolls on a higher level in a temporal sense than is the raw wheat that grows naturally from the ground. So we have over here, right, interestingly enough, we have over here two approaches to mila. Is it to limit that which is not good? Or is it levech to expand that which to new horizons, right? The world of Kedusha. The Malbim actually, right, addresses both. He says, Ve'omer lov ani kel shakai, ladas ibn Ezra, right? It's this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed the marachal, like we said before, that your name is Shel Shakai. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, overcomes the natural order of things through what we call nisim nistarim. The nisim that are built upon are acts of Torah mitzvahs. Ulan haga zu tzorach shiyiktam mitzvahs mila. Right? Mila is a prerequisite before this can be accomplished. Shu neged ateva shenivrakach. V'chi yitaken Hashem es ateva klalis atovas bechira. In other words, the idea of being able to enter into a state where the system of mitzvos overcomes the natural system, one needs bris milah. One needs bris milah. Right. This is a show, as he says, "Ki mitzvazu yoresh ematz Hashem lo nigmu b'shlemusam ad shitzorech ha'odom l'taknam." The goal of Adam upon the earth, Hashem is placing Adam upon the earth, is to complete that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to him. He's given to him an incomplete world, and he needs to complete it. And the entry point to this, the key to this entire system, is bris milah. It's not enough. Right, the natural system. We have to be mekadosh it further. So as it were, the Malbim addresses this idea that why the name Kelshaka is brought up over here with regard to Mila, but it's also telling us, also relates to the idea of this new system of where the world of mitzvahs, as it were, takes precedence, overcomes the natural world. And Mila is the first step into that system. One mom, but let's take a look here at this Beis HaLevi. It's a little bit long, but let's read this Beis HaLevi, a scooch, and with that we'll complete our discussion. Basically, he immediately brings up the machlokas that we saw. Imhu begeder hasaras hachisorim, which is what we attributed to the Rama Memor Nevuchim, da orlohu mub ba'odam ha'israeli. Ubemila mafridim es chisaron mimen, remove the chisaron from him. In other words, without removing that chisaron, a person might tend to be more preoccupied with the pleasures of this world. The necessity is to remove that, to remove the orla. Oh, imu tosefes mala kedusha kumo kol mitzvah sei shem bekum vasei shem lahosif mala kedusha. That which we said before was represented by the Tiferes Yisrael, by the Maral. Ube'emes, the Ishkan Shnei Nyanim, Elu Yachad, Kmo Shekosav Balakeda. Balakeda says both exist. Right? V'rayaso Brura. There's a raya that both of these are true. There is a machlokas here. We're just talking about two different aspects. There's a raya from Maseches Nedarim where it says, "Meusa hi orla." Repulsive is the orla. It's a deficiency. It's a kisar. It needs to be removed. That smacks like the Mordevuchim, like the Rambam. She nizganu ba'akusim. She ne'ma ki kol agoyim areilim. Harei di mum. It says further in that same Mishnah, the positive aspect, 13 covenants, as it were, bris, 13 times, are cited with regard to the Mila, Harei Duhu Od Tosefes Ma'al Yisrael. V'zeo she'omar ha'kosav. That's why the pasuk says he's halach lefanei ve'yisamim ve'etno brisi. And we saw in the pasuk said, right? What did it say? He's halach lefanei ve'yisamim. The next pasuk says ve'etno brisi. I'll put my bris between you. Two things. First is halach lefanei, right? Ve'yisamim, remove that which keeps you from being perfected. And then afterwards, with no brisi, shnei dvarim demashva usa shall tamim ublo mum without a mum, tamim, right? And the next thing, v'amar ol v'etno brisi beniu v'nechad al yoda yitvasef lem kedusha. V'anira denuchalom adahani shnei bechinos in bechituch upriya. Reis Levi in traditional Lumdish fashion says that these two are really related to the two aspects of Mila. There is the cutting off of the orla, and then there's the pulling down of the lower membrane, right? The priya, to reveal, right? Called the upper part of the Evra Mila. Chituch and priya. He wants to say that the Tosefes Kedusha comes with the priya, and the chituch comes with, right, with the... with what you call chituch generates, as it were, the asaras or the removal of the deficiency. He says that's why the etno as we see is written in the future, because Avram didn't receive a tzivui yet for priya. That only came later. Fine. Oh, the etno brisi ben yuvenechem yiftichu da achar zman shigal mitzrayim od yosif lo b'may lav yitztav la priya v'yitin lehem gam habris. Fine. So we've seen that Shem Kel Shakai is used to introduce us to the general principles of mitzvos. The Shem Kel Shakai is used, right? Kel is powerful, and Shakai, Sh'omer Lo Modai, right? Right? Is used with regard dafka to Bris Mila. We've seen, right? Remember, we saw that there were two aspects of Omer Lolomo Dai, either to keep the physicality from becoming too big, too broad, too heavy, that a person will be able to find the ruchness from the world, or that the world shouldn't keep on expanding to perfection because then we have no bechir anymore. The balance, Dai, must speak, Bidyuk. And the fact is that we see that these two aspects of the Bris Mila relate to the two ideas, really, right? Is it that we are removing, right? Removing, we're keeping the world from becoming too physical, that would lean in the direction of the Mordevuchim? Or is it that we're saying that we need to complete the world? We need to complete the world. In order to complete the world, we have to have some sort of bechiris, have to sort of challenge, right? It can't be completed. It can't reach completion on its own. We have to complete it. Therefore, don't allow it to expand to completion. We need to complete it. That's the idea presented by the Tiferes Yisrael. And the Beis Levi wants to suggest that obviously both are true. And he says this already, we already see in the Akedas Yitzchak, right? The Sefer Akedas Yitzchak. And he wants to associate it with two aspects of the mitzvah of Mila, the Chituch, Ha'ola, and the Priya, pulling down, right, and tearing the lower membrane. ולהסביר זה, נבר הכוונס הכוס שאום אני הנה ביסי יתחוב, הישי לאב המון גויים. ונהי הביר הפוסק, דיני אגם והבחיר הניתן לכל אדם. I should have started earlier, I'm sorry. עומר אברהם. It's a very fascinating thing here. עומר אברהם. אחרי שמלתי עצמי, הרבה גרים יבואו להידבק בזוס הבריס. לכאורה אין המובן, דמשבוס דבוריו הוא, דמצווה מילה תהיה הגורם להרבוס גרים בישראל, ולידענו איך תגרום זוס. Quite on the contrary, we saw before that Avram was concerned that the act of Bris Mitzvah might alienate people from him. And now in this other Medrash, it's saying that through Bris Milah, right, Avram's going to bring many more Gerim into the world. What's the story? Lazarus in Nevar, Kavonas HaKosov, Shomani, Inei Brisi Yitcho, Vayishla Av Hamon Goyim. My Bris is with you and you will be a father to many nations. ונראה ביר הפוסק דיני אגם דה בחיר הניתן לכל אדם אשר על פני האדם עליו בוחר בטוב ומועס ורם. People have free will. And there always were people, even before Avram Avinu, who chose to do the correct thing. Shame, Aver, etc. רק דה באיס שמל אברהם, down over here, on the underlined. אברהם אבינו אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, אני הנה בריסי איתך וישא לאב המון גויים, גילה לו דמעתה מי שירצה להיכנס עמי בבריס, תהיה אתה המורשע והבעל כוח העומד מצידי. Fascinating. Avram now is going to be the one who's going to bring people into connection to Hashem through Bris Milah. Because the only way that a ger can be miskaya is in the presence of a bezdin. They become the agents of Hashem. Avram becomes the agent of Hashem to bring people close. So it's a very fascinating thing. Very, very fascinating. That the creation of Bris Milah, as we said before, not only does it remove an impediment, but it also is a tikkun to the Bria. It's a tikkun. That's the job description of man. But this tikkun is such that it elevates the Baal Bris, it elevates Avram. So that now, not only is the Bria more mitukenes, not are the Jews themselves more, elevated through Bris Milah, but they now become the agents for Hashem to bring people into this relationship with Hashem. Bit more. Last paragraph here in the Beis Halevi. Ani kil shakai. Yisalech fonim ve'yeh samim. Vadra shamati lomo dai. That's what we said before. But, right, called. I didn't bring a medrash. The Beis Halevi born chagiga. Ve'yish lahavim. Madu amar lo ze Hashem be'eis sivui ala mila. So we've already discussed that. U'b'medrash amru kama tamim al ze. Dai lo orla. Enough oil in the world, that the mitzvah of Mila doesn't get a chance to appear, right? So that talks about both the removing the negative and increasing the vistas of the positive. Right? Here's where the Beis Halevi himself says explicitly what we said before. Of the two aspects of Omer L'Olam Odai, of don't let the physicality expand that relates to the explanation of the Rambam with regard to Mila, to limit physicality. And that's why we explain why the shame, Kel Shakai, here is introduced in the Parsha of Mila. And by the same token also, there's the other perish of Amar L'Olamo Dai, which is that Hashem didn't want the world to become too complete. Why? Because he wants us to complete it. He wants us to complete it. And that aligns up with the Tiferes Yisrael's, with the Maral's explanation, the story of Tunas Rufus and Rabbi Akiva, that roles are greater than wheat. And so too, the act of Mila is that which Hashem desires within the world, to perfect the world. and not allow the world to reach completion, because we need to complete it. So I think we've seen a number of very interesting ideas here with regard to Kel Shakai. We started off with that Kel Shakai gives us, based upon the Rashi, an insight to mitzvahs in general. Don't think you'll be estranged from the rest of the world through, what do you call, through Bekima mitzvahs. Don't worry, Hashem is there to take care of you. And don't think that Hashem is missing something. Kel Shakai, Dai Belukusi, I don't need more than myself, Kodesh Baruch Hu says. Then we discuss the idea of the relationship of mitzvahs in general, and how a person is attached to the world of mitzvahs. That system that he's attached to takes it overcomes the natural system. Once again, they're both Hashem's will, but the system of mitzvahs overcomes nature. That's once again this idea, this perish of the name Kel Shakai, power Shakai Sham, right? Called the Shodidus Marachai, overcomes the natural system. And then we talked about the relationship of creation and Mil Gemar Chagiga, the understanding of the Kli Yakar, to the Shem Shakai Shalom Lo Modai, the understanding of Marsha Shalom Lo Modai, the Charedim, as it were, pointed out the Shem Shakai makes its appearance both in our body and with regard to our tefillin, and upon our mezuzahs of our homes. And then finally, the two approaches to Mila and how they line up, that of the Monavuchim and that of the Maralma, and how they align up with the two understandings of Omer Lolomodai, that it shouldn't expand physically too much, or it shouldn't reach completion. Okay, Shemezor, I hope this was useful, requires some thought. But God willing, I think you'll find it useful if you put your mind to it. Okay, be blessed. Have a good Shabbos. We should hear good news from us and from all the Jewish world.